Section 117 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Granville Kaiser, read for LibriVox.org by Sandra Zera. R. Rage, rage it is, that nevermore should creep like hounds about God's footstool. Run like a young fawn. Rattle in the ear like a flourish of trumpets. Rays springing from the east like golden arrows. Red as the print of a kiss might be, redolent with the homely scent of old-fashioned herbs and flowers, reflected each in the other like stars in a lake, refreshed like dusty grass after a shower, refreshing as descending rains to sunburned climes, remote as the hidden star, restless as a blue-bottle fly on a warm summer's day, revealed his doings like those of bees in a glass hive. Rich as the dawn. Right like the wind through the night. Rivers that like silver threads run through the green and gold of pasture lands. Rolled like mountain torrents. Rolling it under the tongue as a sweet morsel. Round my chair the children run like little things of dancing gold. Ruddy as sunrise, ruddy his face as the morning light, ruffling out his cravat with a crackle of starch, like a turkey when it spreads its feathers, running to and fro like frightened sheep, rushing and hurrying about like a June bug. S. Sanctuaries, where the passions may, like wild falcons, cover their faces with their wings. Sayings that stir the blood like the sound of a trumpet. Scattered love as stars do light. Seagulls flying like flakes of the sea. Sentences level and straight like a hurled lance. Shadowy faces known in dreams pass as petals upon a stream. Shake like an aspen leaf. Shaken off like a nightmare. Shapeless as a sack of wool, shattered like so much glass. She brightened like a child whose broken toe is glued together. She could summon tears as one summons servants. She danced like a flower in the wind. She disclaimed weariness that dragged upon her spirits like leaden weights. She exuded a faint and intoxicating perfume of womanliness like a crushed herb. She felt like an unrepentant criminal. She fled like a spirit from the room. She flounders like a huge conger eel in an ocean of dingy morality. She gave him a surprised look, like a child catching an older person in a foolish statement. She gave off antipathies like a liquid gives off vapor. She has great eyes like the doe. She heard him like one in a dream. She let the soft waves of her deep hair fall like flowers from paradise. She looked like a tall golden candle. She looked like the picture of a young rapt saint, lost in heavenly musing. She moved like mirth incarnate. She nestles like a dove. She played with 100 possibilities, fitfully and discursively as a musician runs his fingers over a keyboard. She played with grave cabinets as a cat plays with a mouse. She saw this planet like a star hung in the glistening depths of even. She seemed as happy as a wave that dances on the sea. She shall be sportive as the fawn. She stood silent a moment, dropping before him like a broken branch. She that passed had lips like pinks. She walked like a galley slave. She walks in beauty like the night. She was as brilliant and as hard too as electric light. She was silent, standing before him like a little statuesque figure, shining like the dewy star of dawn. Shivering pine trees like phantoms, showy as damask rose and shy as musk. shrill as the loon's call, shrivel like paper thrust into a flame, shy as the squirrel. Sight seen, as a travelling swallow might see them on the wing. Silence deep as death. Silence now is brooding like a gentle spirit o'er the still and pulseless world. Silence that seemed heavy and dark like a passing cloud. Sinks clamorous like mill waters at wild play. Sits like the maniac on his fancied throne. Skies as clear as baby's eyes. Sleek and thick and yellow as gold. Slender and thin as a slender wire. Slowly as a tortoise. Slowly as the finger of a clock her shadow came. Slowly moved off and disappeared, like shapes breathed on a mirror and melting away. Slowly, unnoted, like the creeping rust that spreads insidious, had that strange man come. Small as the grain of mustard seed. Smooth as a pond. Smooth as the pillar flashing in the sun. Snug as a bug in a rug. Soaring as swift as smoke from a volcano springs. So elusive that the memory of it afterwards was wont to come and go like a flash of light. So my spirit beat itself like a caged bird against its prison bars in vain. Soft as a zephyr. Soft as sleep the snow fell. Soft as spring. Soft as the dawn of the turtle dove. Soft as the landscape of a dream. Soft as the south wind. Soft in their color as gray petals. Soft vibrations of verbal melody, like the sound of a golden bell, rang far down under the humming waters. Some gleams of feeling pure and warm as sunshine on a sky of storm. Some, like veiled ghosts hurrying past, as though driven to the land of shadows by shuddering fear. Some minds are like an open fire, how direct and instant our communication with them. Something divine seemed to cling around her like some subtle vapor. Something resistant and inert like the obstinate rolling over of a heavy sleeper after he has been called to get up. Something sharp and brilliant, like the glitter of a sword or a forked flash of lightning. Sorrowful eyes, like those of worried kine spent from the plowing. Spread like wildfire. Squirrel in the cage kind of movement. Stamping like a plowman to shuffle off the snow. Stirred about like calves in a pen. Steadfast as the soul of truth. Still lingering like a river smooth. Still as death. Stood like a wave-beaten rock. Straight as a ray of light. Straight as an arrow. Streamed like a meteor through the troubled air. Streamed over his memory like a forest flame. Streaming tears like pearl drops from a flint. Striking with the force of an engine of destruction. Strong as a bison. Style comes, if at all, like the bloom upon fruit or the glow of health upon the cheek. Subtle as jealousy. Sudden a thought came like a full-blown rose flushing his brow. Sudden sprays of rain, like volleys of sharp arrows, rattled gustily against the windows. Suddenly, like death, the truth flashed on them. Sunbeams flashing on the face of things, like sudden smilings of divine delight. Sunday mornings, which seemed to put on, like a Sabbath garment, an atmosphere of divine quietude. Supple and sweet as a rose in a bloom. Sway like blown moths against the rose-white flame. Sweet as a summer night without a breath. Sweet as music, she spoke. Sweet as the rain at noon. sweet as the smile of a fairy, swift as a swallow heading south, swift as lightning, swift as the panther in triumph, swifter than the twinkling of an eye. End of section 117. This recording is in the public domain.